Happy December the 3rd, everybody. Happy December 3rd.
Yay.
Happy December 3rd. Yay. Emma, Tracy in Edinburgh.
Happy December 3rd, International Day of Disabled People Day.
Beth Rose here
in
London.
Happy December the 3rd.
And on the line from her home, I assume, it's Liz Carr.
Hello. Happy December the 3rd to you, too. Happy International Day of the Cripple. Yeah, I said it.
You can't say that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, no, I can. I can. I work for them. It's fine.
What it is this thing that we now apparently call IDWP. Hang on. IDPWD.
Yeah.
So what does that stand for?
I thought he'd left, but it's sad.
That's IDS.
Right, okay.
A poor reference to IDS.
Well, you were about to say DWP, Damon, so...
It's all very confusing now.
Do you think it's clever branding? Do you think next year they're going to switch it around and... So IDPWD, International Day of People with Disabilities, which is a UN, we're saying, sort of sponsored event. It's their thing. It used to be called International Day of Disabled People, didn't it, when we used to call it IDDP. But enough with the alphabet soup. The theme of this year's UN Day is achieving 17 goals for the future. We won't stop laughing, Liz.
Well, do you know what? Because I didn't know that. I had no idea that it to be fair, that it had a theme, and it's the random number of 17.
It's like a BuzzFeed list, isn't it?
Really, but it just sort of like feels like surviving might be number one. You know, really, getting through the winter might be number two.
In 2004, it was Nothing About Us Without Us,
right,
was the theme.
Okay.
In 2007, it was Decent Work for Persons with Disabilities.
Oh, man.
What do you think it could be next year, Liz?
Oh, I don't. I feel a little bit bilious, to be honest. So don't ask me. Ask Emma.
Have you even seen what the 17 are? It's basically education,
okay,
zero poverty, zero hunger, and it goes on that vein for a little while. So.
I mean, they're absolutely. I mean, you can't argue with them. Of course they are. It's ridiculous that we have to state them, isn't it, really, that these basics are kind of still needed. I mean, that's what's upsetting about it, I think. So
why have we got you on, Liz?
just to be my cynical self, Damon.
We should say Liz's former, if you haven't been following about this far, Liz used to present this podcast. I believe you're also in some drama that's on the telly.
Oh, back on in January, first week, January, Silent Witness. I'll wheel on as Clarissa Mullery. I might even get out of the lab this year, maybe, if they let me, because it's the 20th anniversary. They've got to do something with me. So let's see if that materialises.
Whenever I think of Silent Witness, though, I always remember the French and Saunders sketch where they called it Witless Silence.
Yes.
So it remains in my head for that.
Do you know what? In a random moment, I met Jennifer Saunders this week.
Wow.
There you go. Wow. And Joanna Lumley just approached me as if I knew her. No idea. Never met
her.
But
she knew you.
She did know me from when I protested against Me Before You on the red carpet. And she was the only member of the film, that's the doorbell, she was the only member of the film who actually approached and kind of congratulated us and took a flyer. And so from seeing me protesting her film, she then saw me at the theatre the other night and embraced me as if I was an old friend. Amazing.
That is impressive.
Oh,
there you go.
You've made it. You've really made it.
I mean, that sounds like an annoying showbiz anecdote, but I was as stunned as the next person. It's like, well, how did that happen?
Did we establish why Liz is here with us again?
No.
I'm just sort of dragging us back to the theme. Something's going on at Chats Palace, Liz.
Okay.
Could you want to tell us about it?
3rd of December. It's the 3rd of December, International Day of Disabled People, I'm going to call it. And... yes, we're having a big cabaret, and the reason is because last year, on the 3rd of December, just on social media, there were a number of disabled people, friends mostly, and other kind of activists and acquaintances, and we were like, so it's December the 3rd, it's meant to be our day. What we do, we're all sitting at home on our devices, on our phones or on our computers, nothing's happening. However, there were often things that happen that are put on by local authorities, by, you know, it's usually an awareness day or that kind of thing. And maybe they'll pay some of us to do something at those events, but it's usually for social workers and the council to feel better about what they've achieved for disabled people rather than about, let's celebrate the fact we're still alive.
I'm sensing a tiny bit of cynicism in...
Because I think it is. I mean, you know, it's not a bad idea, but it's usually very rarely about us. And you said, you used the phrase before, nothing about us without us. And that means, you know, if you're having stuff around disability, then you need disabled people at the core. And so, anecdotally, a year ago on December the 3rd, I said, what do you reckon then? Next year, should we do something? loads of people like, yeah, I'm in, I'm booking my tickets now, I'm there. And then in the middle of this year, I was at a place called Chat's Palace, and I was we were making and rehearsing my show, A Sister Suicide, the musical, there. And it's a great, it's a really historic venue politically in London. It's in Hackney in London, but also for disabled people, because back in the late 80s, early 90s, they had cabarets, the first disability cabaret. So it was very political and very about bringing together disabled people and kind of about the beginnings of our culture, I guess, whatever that might mean. And so it felt like this, oh my goodness, I'm back at Chat's Palace. Why don't we see if they're free on the 3rd? And they liked the idea, loved the idea of having another cabaret. And they used to be called the Workhouse Cabaret. And so on Saturday, on the 3rd of December, we're going to have the return to the Workhouse Cabaret. And we're having some of the original acts and some disabled people who were there. I wasn't there at the original ones. We have a bill of like 20 people who want to perform, and it's going to be ramshackle. But it's just going to be a chance to get together as disabled people, celebrate surviving, celebrate those who we've lost this year. It's just going to be a really good night. I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest.
Who will we see there? Who's performing?
So from the original, we've got people like Penny Pepper, we've got Elspeth Morrison, we've got David Heavey and Mandy Collin. These are all names of people who, in the disability arts world, were very much part of it. This is something, the Workhouse Cabarets were run by something called London Disability Arts Forum, and it was the first times when we were sort of satirising or talking about the way the world discriminated against us, or making a joke about our lives or the way that we're treated. And really, also, it was the first time that disabled people in many ways had the chance to take to the stage and try stuff out. And that's really why we've got 20 acts, is because I haven't said no to anyone who's approached me and said, Liz, can I do something? My job on Saturday as MC is going to be to get people on and get them off. They've got 3 to 5 minutes. But if somebody wants to read a poem, or somebody wants to talk about the past, or somebody wants to make a tribute to something or tell a joke, then great. Let's just see what happens. There's another room, there's a bar as well, so you can escape to the bar if the entertainment isn't what you want. And then afterwards, there's music as well, because a number of people have gone, I really want to dance, but I want to do it in a way where I don't have to worry, or I just want to do it amongst my own people. So, you know, having potentially 50, 60 disabled people dancing and doing their own thing is just, you know, it's just really exciting. And not to be getting together because it's a funeral or it's a campaign or it's a protest, and I mean that sincerely. Often the reasons we get together are not about positive things. So this is a celebration, and yeah, I mean, I think lots of people are coming from all over the country, so we've done something right. You know, it's obviously hit a nerve. It's hit a nerve of a need, definitely, that we need to do this kind of thing, and that these sorts of things don't happen. And this is kind of a test. Does this work? I don't know. At its worst, it's people gathering together on a day that should be about us. And at best, you know, more of these events will kick in, and we'll have more of them each year, or we'll have another one next year, and maybe we can connect with people around the world, because it is International Day.
We liked some of the access notices on the website as well, didn't we, Beth?
What does it say?
It says, it's accessible. There's a decent-sized loo with those grip bars and everything.
Oh, yes.
There'll be sign language interpreters, and most importantly, a bar with hot and cold drinks and a lot of straws.
Yeah.
So it is for everyone.
Yes.
Straws is an access thing, isn't it?
Straws, lots of straws, lots of disabled people. You know, those big pint glasses, plus, you know, arguably you get drunker quicker, so it's cheaper. There's a lot of disabled
isn't
people.
Isn't that
on
a myth, the getting drunk with a straw thing, is that?
I'm not sure. I'd be honest, I don't know, but I like it as a myth.
It's right up there with swans breaking your arm if they flap their wing.
That's true.
On you. That is true, is it?
I'm sure somebody can get in contact with you about this straw thing, because I don't know, but I know it is one of those things that it's like, yeah, we've catered for, you know, there'll be dog bowls, there'll be straws, there'll be, yeah, there's a big toilet, we're going to be fine, there won't be any flashing lights.
The crucial thing as well, it's free. That's right, yeah?
Yeah, well, that was amazing, because the venue have donated a lot of their time, so we didn't have a lot that we had to fundraise or find. And so initially it was, how much are we going to charge? And I was like, you know what? I mean, people are coming down from the Midlands, from Liverpool, from, you know, from all over. And the costs anyway, public transport, having a PA, and so many disabled people aren't working or are on benefits. It felt really important to me that this was a free event. And so what we did is we just, again, on social media said, we need to raise money for it, to keep it free. If you can afford anything, then can we pay for it up front just by donations? And of course, what that did is that people that maybe aren't going to come or can't come but have a bit of cash hanging around, and you know what, we made what we needed to make to cover the staffing costs to keep the building open, and which is the main cost, to be honest, a little bit of publicity. This is kind of a feel of a party, but we also are, you know, there's leaflets in the local area. We want new people. This isn't about all the old guard or just people that know each other. We want new people to come and experience these cabarets. So it is for everybody. So the publicity and the staffing costs, and we raised enough within, I think, a week to cover it. Because we did that, there's no passing around of the hat. There's no you turn up and you pay what you can. You actually turn up and it's free.
In modern parlance, Liz, I think you've crowdfunded.
Yeah, we didn't, because we didn't want to give the money to those organisers, you know, because you start to pay a percentage if you do that.
So is that right?
What the venue did is said, OK, well, we have a donation page, and from this date to this until the event, anything that's donated will go towards this event. I think we raise about £1,200 in a week.
And does this mean that anyone can turn up, or do they have to get tickets?
No, it's not ticketed, right?
Which it's going to be a riot.
There is a big debate about what are we going to do if it's overwhelmed with people. But again, knowing life as a disabled person, Saturday will come, X Factor will come on, and people will be, oh, it's a bit parky outside, I'm not going. They really will. Or, you know, if I go out in December, I'm going to get pneumonia and die. That does go on, and it's a reality. Or my PA hasn't turned up, or my carer, or my cab has let me down. I mean, judging by that, I think that there will be some fallout of people, and so therefore I think we'll be fine. In a way, how great would that be, though, if we were overrun with people? You know, it's a big place, chaps, and as I say, there's two rooms, there's corridors, it's got a great feel to it. It's kind of a bit ramshackle, and they won't mind me saying that, and I think the event will be that, and most of us are a bit ramshackle. So I just think it's perfect, really.
We seem to be winding up. I think you've done all your messages, but I'm really keen. This is crowdfunding idea.
Yeah.
Donations idea.
Yeah.
You said there's not really enough positive events around for disability,
yeah,
and they're sponsored by sort of social care concerns and things along those lines. Is this a model for a way forward for a new culture?
It could be, Damon, because you're absolutely right. I didn't think to say that before. Part of it was we didn't want it sponsored by a local authority. We didn't want to go to companies. We didn't want sponsor, because, you know, you can get one person thinks that it's okay to have one company sponsor you, but actually others have political or moral reasons why it shouldn't be a particular brand or company. So it's such a minefield, I think. And so we wanted independence and freedom, essentially, to do what we wanted to do and not have to answer to anyone, really, with the venue and the night. And we've achieved that because of the way we funded it. Part of the problem with crowdfunding, I think, as disabled people, is I think for so long there's been that whole charity model. And so when you have a disabled person going, I need this, it feels quite uncomfortable. And I know that from friends who are having to crowdfund for basics, for wheelchairs, for PAs, for things that it's ridiculous that now, you know, I see what you're saying about in terms of our cultural events or our events that we might want to be running. I think it's a good idea. I think for individuals, it shouldn't be, but it is problematic and it's difficult because if you're not getting your needs met by the state or by benefits or by things that have now been cut and you're having to crowdfund, and I see that happening more and more, people even for cancer treatments, it breaks my heart, but you know, it's a reality that people are having to do.
Liz, thank you ever so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to give us a plug again? So it's Chats Palace.
It's Chats Palace. Bar opens at 7. Cabaret begins at 7:45. It goes on till late. We're not having any of that. We have to be finished by 10 o'clock. We're not doing that. So it's just as long as we're there, the bar will be open. There will be music playing. There will be a lot of disability-themed music. And I don't mean by disabled people. I mean just kind of like mainstream songs that mention a bit of disability for a bit of fun.
Like what? Just quickly.
I can't think of anything. Now I can't think
Blind
of
is
one.
A good one. I bet you can think of a blind one.
Well, there's loads of blind, but there's Ruby, isn't there? There's, you know, there's loads of classic, really old songs, and but things like Freak Out, you might go, oh, what's got that to do with disability? Well, you know, you could argue that the word freak has been used about us, so, and freak shows. So there's kind of tenuously linked music that's going to be played, and maybe you sit there and go, ha, I never thought about this one, but that's kind of cool. So it's not really, really obvious, but it's sitting there. Just come, it's free. Return to the Workhouse Cabaret, and I look forward to seeing people there if they can make it.
And that's all on December 3rd. IDPWD.
Whatever that means. Happy International Day, everyone. Thanks for having me, Damon.
Thanks, Liz.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can email ouch at bbc.co.uk, tweet at bbcouch, and we're on Facebook as well. We're back next Friday. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.